Monday was Lincolnshire Day, a chance to celebrate everything about Lincolnshire. Each week I speak to cafes and restaurants in Lincoln who create local produce, but this week I wanted to find out what Lincolnshire has to offer overall. So I spoke to Helen Scott, who works on the Taste of Lincolnshire project, to find out what goods that Lincolnshire in particular is famous for, other than the Lincolnshire sausage.
Well, there's a wide variety, really, ranging from the fresh produce sector. Not commonly known for fresh produce, but in actual fact, we've got something like the largest proportion of grade one soils in the country. So that means that we do produce an awful lot of fresh produce. And we are, in fact, the largest potato producer in the UK. So the potato is quite a pertinent product to the county, but we're probably more commonly known for sausages and possibly plum bread.
And what is plum bread?
Plum bread, it's not really what it says on the packet. It's sort of a lightly spiced sweet loaf, which doesn't actually contain any plums, but it is heavily fruited. And there are lots of different recipes from bakers around the county. They all have their own secret recipes. They're all quite different products, so it's actually interesting to try the different plum breads from the different bakeries. And it's quite lovely to have it toasted. My children enjoy it toasted with some hot butter, or to be eaten with cheese, which is also really nice.
And you touched on something there I was going to ask about. Now, is it food that sort of Lincolnshire is known for, or are there sort of divisions within Lincolnshire itself? Say, like, there's the Lincolnshire sausage, but then there's also things like the Boston sausage.
Yes, possibly. I mean, the Boston sausage is quite famous. It's sort of gone out of the county quite a long way. They do have a stall on Borough Market in London. But again, similar to the plum bread, the Lincolnshire sausage recipe changes depending on which butcher or producer you go to. So it's sort of the same commonality, the pork and the sage, but the actual recipe does differ. So they are all quite different.
And is there any sort of history behind these foods, and why did they come up in Lincolnshire?
Why? Well, I think, certainly I'm no expert, but I think from the sausage point of view, we've always been a very big pig producer. I think we're something like the fifth largest pig producer in England. So traditionally we've been a big pork producing county, so that's probably where the sausage link came from. And you know, the Lincolnshire sausage has travelled far and wide, so that's why it's become a little bit synonymous with the county. We do have a sausage festival each year, which will be held on the 27th of October this year up at the Castle, and that's now in its 10th year, and it does have quite a following sort of nationally, so that's why I've become quite known for and associated with the sausage. Plum bread, I'm not an expert, but I think it's probably something to do with it being an agricultural county, needing to provide sustenance for the workers in the field. I think there is something along the lines of using up what's left in the kitchen in order to provide something for the workers, and a farm wife at some point coming up with a recipe which just became quite popular and grew from there.
And now you work for work towards a Taste of Lincolnshire.
Yes.
What does that organisation and that project do?
Okay, well, the Taste of Lincolnshire and Select Lincolnshire Partnership are two projects which have been brought together, both funded by Lincolnshire County Council. They have separate focuses in the past. So the Taste of Lincolnshire project was set up in 2002 as a tourism project to encourage visitors into the county and to signpost them around the county using food as the hook and driver, if you like, and encouraged sort of establishments where you could buy, purchase, consume Lincolnshire produce to brand themselves, so hotels, restaurants, bed and breakfasts, cafes and so on. And Select Lincolnshire came along slightly later and was all about branding the produce or the outputs of the county, and encouraging producers to use branding as a provenance, to show provenance of their product, and to help them find and identify new routes to market. So we've done quite a lot of work with producers, trying to help them to identify target retailers that they can approach. We've attended trade fairs nationally where they've been come face to face with buyers, so on and so forth. The two projects have now been brought together so that we're more coordinated in the activity that we undertake. But essentially, underneath it all, it's all about promoting Lincolnshire as a county, promoting our producers, and supporting the agricultural and food sector in the county, because it is one of the largest employers in our county.
And is it the produce that Lincolnshire has? Is it something that sort of particularly brings in tourism, brings in people's sort of interest of the county?
I would say so, yes. I mean, food tourism is quite an important aspect. Certainly being able to offer a sort of a good quality sort of food offer to tourists that do come in is incredibly important. It's one of the things they look for. So I would definitely say that the quality food offer in our county is one of the big bonuses that we're able to offer tourists when they come in. And we do promote it as such on the website, the Visit Lincolnshire website. It's an important aspect of a trip anywhere is the food. So what you can see, what you can do, but also what you can eat.
I think that is something that's sort of really quite nice about Lincolnshire, because it's, you kind of always think of the Lincolnshire sausage first, but yes, if you're willing to sort of delve a little deeper.
Yes. It does go an awful lot wider than the sausage and the plum bread. I mean, we have sort of award-winning cheese makers, jam producers, some speciality breed producers, sort of pork, and it goes on and on and on, really. So there's all sorts out there if you look a little. And there's also, it's also very, you know, it's quite available as well if you look about. So even in the city of Lincoln, there's lots of places where you can actually buy Lincolnshire produce, more Lincolnshire cooperative stores and the Cheese Society, Doddington Hall. We have Stokes Coffee and butchers like Elite Meats on the Bale and Foster's on Monk's Road. And also the city is well served with farmers markets. So I think there are four farmers markets each month, in the Lincoln City Square on the first Friday of the month, and Castle Square on the third Saturday of the month, on the High Street on the second Wednesday of the month, and in North Highcombe on the fourth Friday. So actually it is out there, and consumers can look for the Taste of Lincolnshire and Set Lincolnshire logo when they're out in the marketplace to help identify what is a Lincolnshire product.
And also something I've noticed from sort of going to restaurants and places in Lincoln is that there are also restaurants that are wanting to take in Lincolnshire produce and sort of quite proudly show that they're doing that on their menu and things like
yes.
that. And is that another thing that you were trying to do as part of Taste of Lincolnshire, or is it sort of...
Yes. I mean, that is one part of the project, was to encourage those establishments to display the branding, so that when people are looking for somewhere to eat, that they can identify where they will be able to buy or choose a Lincolnshire option. And we have quite strict criteria as to who actually can join and can display the branding, so that there can be confidence that if you choose an establishment that's displaying the logo, you will be able to choose a Lincolnshire dish or a dish that is made from Lincolnshire ingredients.
Brilliant. And you've mentioned it slightly, but going from the beginning of October, where it's Lincolnshire Day, to sort of more of the end of October, it is the annual Sausage Festival again. So what can we expect this year?
At the Sausage Festival, Well, as I say, it's the 10th anniversary. It's a free event up at the castle. There are many, many food producers, not all Lincolnshire sausage producers, although there will be quite a number of those, but a wide range of sort of Lincolnshire food products on offer. But also, interestingly, this year, it coincides with the Lincoln Cathedral celebration of food and farming. So the cathedral will also be free to visitors and will have displays of farming in Lincolnshire through the ages. And that will also include an NFU, which is National Farmers Union Roadshow. So really, it's a fantastic offer this particular year, with free entry to both sites.